Amen. Thank you. Verse 1 lets us know that King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, took over Jerusalem. And we look at verse 2, it lets us know that the Lord allowed the king to take over the kingdom, the city of another king. And sometime in life, y'all, we must be honest, sometimes God allows things to happen just to see how strong we are in him. Can I get a witness? Some things in life has happened to you, you're trying to figure out why. God allowed things to happen to see how strong you are in him so that you could depend on him. So when things are happening, you need to ask yourself, God, what am I to learn out of this? Because the God we serve, he knows the end at the beginning. Because he's God. So it's God allow that to happen. If you don't believe that, recall in Job 2 and 3, where the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? God allow things to happen. Not to beat you down, not to overtake you, but to make you strong. It's not what happened to you, but how you handle what happens. Because in life, some rain is going to fall. And some of you, we have had some rainy days, naturally, but rainy days personally in our lives. Can I get a witness? For some of us, we've had tornadoes and hurricanes, but God blessed us, but God kept us, but God sustained us through it all because he's God. So the king was in charge. Look at verse 3. And he spoke to one of his officials to bring certain of the children of Israel, the king's seed, and of the princes. So right here in verse 3. And look at verse 4. And to whom he did, and the king described the kind of children that he wanted. The king did. Not God, but the king. No blemish. The king wanted somebody who was nice looking. That's what the king wanted. Well favored, and meaning have good manners. This is what the king wanted. Skillful in all wisdom, smart men. This is what the king wanted. And cunning in knowledge, those who made the honor roll. This is what the king wanted. And look at the last part. Has the ability to stand in the king's palace. See, this is what the king wanted. But I'm so glad the God we serve, First Lady, he has no respect of persons. He can use whoever he wants to use, when he wants to use, and how he wants to use, because he's God. Man will respect you based on where you live, what you drive, your education level, and everything. But God has no respect of persons. What a mighty God we serve. So this is what the king wanted. He picked out, and let me just say this right here. And these young men, according to my studies, was the age from age 15 to 20. Young men that the king has selected, that were selected to be a part of what king had planned. And look at verse 5. And he appointed, back in verse 4, I'm sorry, and the callous in the latter part of verse 4, and to teach them the learning in the tongue of where they were going. The king had a plan. Look at his neighbor. It's a neighbor. The king had a plan. If I had to use for a topic on this morning, it would simply be, but it didn't work. But it didn't work. The king had a plan. But it didn't work. Because God has the final say so. Then, and God has the final say so now. The king planned. He had an awesome plan. Because look now, look what he did. Look what he did. He selected. He said what kind of men he wanted. First plan, he took them from their hometown. Took them from their hometown. That was his first plan. And then right here in verse 4, and now he's going to change their language. See that in verse 4? Take them from the hometown. Now he's going to change how they talk. That's part of the king's plan. And teach them how they talk. You know, and then in verse 5, he changed how they were eating. He changed their diet. Because we are what we eat. That's why the doctors encourage you to eat vegetables all the time. We're here, but don't pay any attention. So the king had a plan. He took them from their hometown. He's going to change how they talk. And now he's going to change what they eat. The king had a plan, but it didn't work. And so he pointed them to the king's meat in verse 5. He decided to give these three men what he was used to eating, the king's meat and the wine that he drank and everything. So he had a plan. And then in verse 7, I want to get to where he changed the names of the men. He had a plan. He planned this out. He changed the names. For the names again, Daniel, in the Bible means God is our judge. He changed Daniel to Beelzebul, which means Baal protects his life, a false god. And then look at the other name, Hananiah, which means God of grace, or God is full of grace. He changed Hananiah to Shadrach, which means servant of the Babylonian god. You see my point? You see his point? Mishael, who is what God is, that's what that means. Change it to Meshach to guest of the Babylonian God. And Azariah, which means God is our help. He changed that to Abednego, which means servant of the Babylonian God. So the king had a, because there's something about a name. Recall those who are 50 and over back in the day, the movie Roots, when it's beating Kuta Kente. And say, your name is no longer Kuta Kente, but Toby. There's something about a name. And speaking of name, there's something about the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. So the king had a plan, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but he took them from their hometown. Think about it. Took them from their hometown, and then he going to change what they eat, what they drink, change how they talk. Now the king is changing their names. He had a plan, but it didn't work. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. But it didn't work. And so you have to keep in mind the name of Jesus. When you talk about names, the Bible declares demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness? There's power and strength in the name of Jesus. So King's plan, let me bring it up, 2024. Let's say here I am. Country. Grew up on a farm. And I actually stayed with my granddad and my mother's father from age 9 until I graduated from high school, because when my grandmother passed, my mama wanted somebody to stay with our granddad. They wanted him to stay by himself. So I stayed there, and he had a big farm. And we were up early in the morning while the dew was still on the grass, out cutting corn for the hogs. They ate before we ate. I grew up on a farm, and hogs and cows and chickens and everything you could kill and eat, we had. We didn't have a dog. We didn't have a cat. But everything else, we had on the farm. So I'm used to that farm life. But if you take me out of Bolivia and shoot me up to New York, I'm just as lost as I'm dark. I'm lost in New York because I'm going to leave here and go straight to New York and coming from the country. You know how we talk in the country. Anybody here from New York up north? Oh, God bless you. Welcome to North Carolina. Yeah. You know how we talk in the country? Y'all coming? They look at me in New York. We say you are. We don't say y'all here in New York. And so, and many times my daddy would tell me before he passed, hand me that spider. Y'all, Deacon Hagin, y'all know what that is? Oh, my, I'm deep country. That means hand him the frying pan on the stove. Y'all never heard of that? Oh, y'all way long. I mean, I'll be 55 soon. Y'all older than me. But my daddy, he didn't say frying pan. He would say, hand me the spider. And that meant hand him the frying pan. Oh, we live and learn. Yeah, so I'm from the country where mama, many Saturday morning, we got ready to wash clothes. We had the old wash and the two tub sitting out there. And mama told Al, go get the dirty clothes box. So I'm in North Carolina, I'm in New York saying dirty clothes box. But in New York, they say hamper. So they got to change how I talk because now I'm in New York. They want to learn how New York ways, New York styles. And so I couldn't say dirty clothes box. And so back in the day, my uncle, Pug, I'm going to fix it. I'm fixing. No, you're about to repair. So the king had a plan. He changed everything about it. So, and then he even changed what they were eating. You know, in the country, I'm used to cabbage with fat back and this and that. Out in New York, they put me on salads. Lord have mercy. Lettuce cold, dressing cold, tomatoes cold, everything cold. So I went from cabbage to salad, then I went from eating light bread. In New York, they saved me bagels. Oh, no bagel. So they changed how I eat. And down here in the country, I'm used to chocolate cake. But up there in New York, they have angel food cake. Change. They're changing. They took me out of Bolivia. They took me away from my family. Change my environment. Change this. Change the way I was talking. Now they changed the way I was eating. Now I went for having ice cream. Butter pecan, my favorite. Now they want to give me yogurt. Ain't studying no yogurt. So the king had a plan. And then he said, we're going to give him wine. Now in the country, it was a custom for our sisters, 5 months, to always make Kool-Aid. But get out in New York, they want to serve me wine. So the king had a plan. You follow me. But I'm so glad the plan that king had for the three Hebrew boys, it didn't work. But I'm glad to report on this morning. As you already know, God has a plan. According to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I'm so glad with God, we didn't have to do anything for God to love us. You didn't have to have a degree for God to love you. You didn't have to live in a certain city for God to love you. God just loves you, love us because he's God. That's God's plan. That he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Jesus lets us know in John 10:10, the thief has a plan. The thief coming not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So King Nebuchadnezzar had a plan. And he did it. The Bible lets us know, go back real quick. And verse 5, he did it for 3 years. 3 years, in verse 5, 3 years. And then today, the devil has a plan for you. And one of the plans of the enemy is to keep it in bondage to our past. Some of us saved and love the Lord. But because of our past, we're not growing like we should. We're not praising God like we should because our past, and the devil keep reminding you of your past. But you got to let him know it's not going to work. Think about your life. I don't know, there could be somebody here with a past that may be, unfortunately, maybe as a teenager or a child, you were molested or raped. And you haven't told anybody about it. And every now and then the devil brings it up. Let him know it's not going to work. Maybe somebody listening had an abortion years ago, and the devil keep bringing it up. Let him know it's not going to work. God has forgiven you. Forgive yourself and move on. Can I get a witness? Maybe you're married, and ma'am and lady, you couldn't have a child, and you think about it. The devil throws it up in your mind. Let the devil know it's not going to work. Maybe you didn't have that relationship with your father or your mother or your children. Maybe you have a child that's locked up, strung out on drugs, alcohol, won't work, won't do, won't support, won't do as a child, as a son or daughter. Let the devil know it's not going to work. The king had a plan. God has a plan. But the devil has a plan. But his plan does not, will not, cannot work. And that's up to Y-O-U. Because God has already done what God is going to do. It's up to you to know. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. So let the devil know it's not going to work. Maybe there's somebody, there's a child here who's bothered that their parents divorce. And maybe you think it's your fault. Let the devil know it's not going to work. Can I preach just for a moment? I want to give you something to think about, because the king had a plan. He thought his plan was going to work, but it didn't work. Think about it. And maybe you made many, many mistakes, or there's things you regret that you did, and years ago, the devil has a way of bringing up your past. Make you feel unworthy. Make you think God has not forgiven you. Let the devil know it's not going to work, because the Bible says in Philippians 3:4, forgetting those things. Forgetting is ing. It's a constant we have to do. Those things which are behind you, and reaching to the things which are before you. I don't know what it is that's hindering you from loving and serving God totally, but let the devil know it's not going to work. Because the devil will use anybody and anything to get you to doubt God. Oh, he'll speak to you. You don't think the way he spoke to our Lord and Savior Jesus? Remember, Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the book of Matthews? And the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of Man, turn these stones into bread. What do you mean, if thou be? He wants you to doubt who you are. The devil uses anything and anybody. You may have dealt with racism at a different level than I have, but let the devil know racism is not going to work. And if I can get personal, I don't mind. The ninth of 14 children, 9 boys and 5 girls. I am the darkest of the ninth of the 14. And for years, that bothered me. And that's the reason I got so close to my mama, because I let my mama know. She's like, you don't, when the boys go out, you what's wrong? And I told her. And we became close than the other, because I just didn't It worked for a little while. But now, it doesn't work. Because even when I go out and do comedy, I hope it's dark in there so I can piggyback off it about my darkness. Now the devil don't understand, okay, that's not bothering me anymore. I got to use something else. Let the devil know it's not going to work. I don't know what you're dealing with that's keeping you, that's hindering you from loving and serving God. Because when we come into God's house, if we come in, if the first 10 come in with a praise, next 20 come in to magnify him, the next 30 come in to lift him up, oh, what a time we will have. But we come into the church now, and it takes the praise team 10 or 15 songs to get us to clap. We sit on God like we break for a root canal, no insurance. But I heard a song that said, we are coming to this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Then somebody goes on and say, oh, forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. I've been in services where in time past where the praises were so powerful, so awesome, the pastor didn't have to preach. The Spirit of God moved. Because if you want to get God's attention, praise him. The devil planned for a lot of people for us to come to church and sit on God. Oh, he don't mind you coming as long as you don't praise him. Think about it. And if we come with the wrong attitude, you better be glad I'm here. Who are you? Because I'm persuaded if you don't praise it, God got somebody somewhere who will. If you just dress up to praise the God, got somebody somewhere who will praise him. If anything moves God, praise does. So the devil is constantly working on us. But if we just have the spirit of David, I was glad. When they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We act like we're doing God a favor. If you don't praise him, God's got somebody in Wake County who will. The plan of the king didn't work. And the devil, he will use. Oh my, maybe you haven't. And if you haven't, God bless you. But one of the greatest plans the devil used today is being hurt by family. We could deal with racism, we could deal with this, trouble in the job, but there's no hurt like when family, who should know better, family, same parents, family who use the same commode, family who use the same bathroom, and they come up now and don't get along or not happy for you. I love everybody around you, but you. Then another hurt we deal with, a trick of the enemy, is church hurt. Nobody's perfect, but my sisters and brother, be careful. Think before you speak. The devil has a plan. Think about it. The king had a plan. Look what he did to these three young men. Took them from their environment, changed their diet, changed how they were talking, and changed their names so they could bow down when the music, the band got ready to play. And we all know the story. They didn't bow down and end up in the fire furnace. But God, with his good self, he will let things get worse. And he'll show up in due time. Oh, he could have kept them from being in the fire friendly, but he waited till they got in there. Because they said, did we not throw in three? The king said, we put in three, but he'll show up and he will show out because he's God. But let the devil know. I don't know what you're dealing with, but let the devil know. But it's not going to work. The king had a plan. He planned it out, but it didn't work. Because they were so rooted and grounded in God that they refused to bow down. I hope your soul is anchored in the Lord. To where whatever you're dealing with, whoever you're dealing with, is not going to work. And you've been saved long enough to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It may form, but it's not going to prosper. I've been at Wendy's now for 18 years as a manager. And maybe my third year, they hired me Monday through Friday and off on the weekend, and that made all the other managers and other Wendy's upset. And to the point to where they came up with a plan to make me look bad. But I'm going to tell you what my country said, what my dog said. The night before, there's running out of chocolate frosty mix and diced apples for the apple pecan salad. The manager called three Wendy's around to get chocolate frosty mix and diced apples for the salad. And they said, who's open out? Well, tell him we don't have it. And they were thinking, okay, now he's gonna, I'm going to come in the morning, open it, and call them for stuff, and they're going to tell him no. Because if I don't have what's on the menu board, as a manager, I would get in trouble. But when I got to work, Deacon Hagin, I saw there was no chocolate frosty mix, but yet there was three cases of vanilla. Watching my mama cook and mix up stuff. We had chocolate milk for kids, and we had chocolate syrup for something. I opened up those bags of vanilla, put them in a big bowl, and mix some chocolate up in it, and filled up the chocolate, the frosting machine with chocolate frosting. Didn't think about calling anybody. And then the apple bits for the apple salad, we had apple slices for the kids. Opened up some of those bags, diced those apples up, and had apple pecan salad made. Didn't think about calling one soul. Now, I kid you not, the chocolate frosting wasn't as dark as it's supposed to be. And the customer recognized, they said, this is not as dark. I said, no, it's a new kind of frosting mix we have for today only. Today only. Today only. Truck comes in tonight, but this is today only. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't even need a frosting. But their plan. And they call one another, did Al call you? No. Did Al call you? No. Did Al call? No. Their plan didn't work. People can plot against you. Plot against you all they want to. Do you not know when you plot against a woman of God or a man of God or a deacon or a trustee, you plot against God who's on the inside of them? You are wasting your time. Come what may, it's not going to work. And all those who plot against me are no longer with Wendy's, and I'm still there. As I preached the last time here, if God before you. But seriously, the king had a plan, but it didn't work. The devil has a plan. Don't let it work. Don't let it work. Don't. God has invested too much in you to let it work. God has covered everything for you in his word to allow that to work. Think about your life. I left campus school, college, crying because I couldn't finish college. Cried and cried. Things happened. I could not finish college. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? Just left. Couldn't finish. Things happened. Sometimes beyond my control. Cried and cried. I said, well, I won't graduate. I won't be able to make this amount of money. I won't be able to have a house, have this. And y'all know the story. Had a house built, paid it off 6 years early. The devil's plan for my life didn't work. Because the devil's plan for your life had worked, you'd have been gone long ago when you was out in the club. But God kept you. His grace and his mercy. But it didn't work. Let us all stand.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. Or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.